people of many origins. People from different parts of a country that is both vast and variable. From the Maritimes, along the rocky coasts of the North Atlantic. From Quebec, with its French heritage and joie de vivre. From Ontario, the most populated and industrialized province of all. From the plains and prairies of the heartland, where we tend vast fields of grain. From the mountains and the shores of the west, and the tundra of the far north. But most of all, we are Canadians. We bid you welcome. Journey with us now through the color and the contrast of our magnificent land, where the past and the future are an inseparable part of the present.
Around Fundy Bay where they can run 30, 40 feet from low water to high. Up here, we've gone to sea in some mighty proud ships. But there's none prouder than our own Blue Nose.
Once again, when the tide, she slips her line, turns her head and comes away. Where she lay so still, there a privateer's wharf, now she quickly gathers way. She will range for herself from the harbor mouth, and rejoice for the great way.
In the province du Québec, our largest city is Montréal. Ah, Montréal, que c'est beau Montréal. Very cosmopolitan, a center for the commerce and the arts. Most modern in every way. But in her heart, she still remains all that is French Canadian.
Only a stone's throw from any city in Canada, there's the great outdoors. You can be part of nature out here and see life in the wild all around you.
Thank you. When it comes roundup time in Canada, we do some downright unusual herding, eh? And we got the latest ways of doing it, too. But we haven't forgot the old ways, either.
When winter comes to Canada, it doesn't come gently, but it does bring special rewards. Times when days are crisp and clear, and shadows are sharp, and sunlight sparkles. Times for sport in the ice and snow.
The spring thaw brings out a special beauty in our cities. And you can see how each has its own character. In Ottawa, it's Gothic spires, turreted roofs, parks, and trees. In Toronto, it's steel and glass skyscrapers clustered along the lakeshore with a single tower, the tallest one in the world, dominating everything. It's almost like an island in the sky. And as the sun drops lower, there's a view that takes your breath away. Darkness descends, Vancouver becomes a jeweled city nestled between the mountains and the sea. And Victoria, with its lovely inner harbor, as sedate and dignified during the day as the queen it was named for, becomes a fairyland when the sun goes down.
The nation that is Canada is a most unusual mixture, a potpourri of contrasting ethnic backgrounds, of colorful pageantry, of long-established traditions, all different, but all uniquely Canadian. To the seas, from the prairies to the tundra. This is her fair domain.
Thank you. Stupid at the